Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb, or good afternoon. It's 12:30 here. It's Stu Webb at StuWebb.com, and it is Thursday, March 26, 2026. And I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. And we were having a casual conversation, Joe, on what's going on in the world, etc. You want to kind of touch on a few things? And
I think what you should do is go back and pick up where you left off about who owns what, but back it up a little bit about what is going on with Jared Kushner and Trump and others concerning the Mideast.
Okay, now I'm going to get this thing up either this evening or tomorrow morning, most likely this evening. But I have a bunch of links that I'm going to post up there on my website because I have not updated it since about January, or whatever it was, because of what they've been doing to me. And they've been hitting me hard. Plus, I've had other things to do, and my computers are messed up and everything else. But even my website's messed up because of them. But there's some links that I was telling Joe about that I believe that this is my opinion. People have their own opinion. So just take it for what it's worth. Joe has his opinions, and take them for what it's worth. What you think? But we're in end time prophecy, in my opinion. I've preached this for a long time that it's coming. Otis Johnson, 007, said it was coming in 2025. We're in 2026. Now, he wasn't far off, and they saw this in CERN, C-E-R-N, and 007 Otis Johnson worked directly for General Flynn. And General Flynn, Otis was murdered, and 2 weeks later, General Flynn was falsely indicted and had to leave the first Trump administration. Since then, that DOD former prosecutor, I forgot her name, great gal, great attorney, proved he was innocent. But here's what Otis said. He said, they saw in CERN, now this is in 2017, he told me this, before they murdered him. And it was all over Mueller and Hildebeest. Hillary Clinton and her false dossier got him murdered. He said, don't worry about Mueller, Stu. If he doesn't do his job, he says, I'm going to be personally arresting him. Because he was the NSA. Now, he said 2025, they saw in CERN, was kind of the trigger time for the end of the world. Big fireball coming around hitting Earth. They saw in CERN, super collider over in Switzerland. But it was beyond that. Now, he warned me about 2021, 2022, and Revelation 13, and two stars hitting planet Earth, and wormwood, the water. There, if you drink of it, you die. Well, that could happen. I don't know. But I'm watching the current events that are going on in the Middle East, and how we got sucked into this fucking war in the Middle East. All because of Israel and these... They're satanic Jews that are controlling this place. I mean, look how many people Bibi Netanyahu has murdered in the past 2 years, and the Palestinians. I mean, he's killed, 2 million people now? It's huge, the numbers. Whatever it is. And just go out and shoot little kids. Now, Joe, I think you were the one telling me about one of the IDF soldiers, how she said she shot a kid and goes home and has nightmares.
Yep.
Yeah. No. They're ordered to do this. Slaughter them for non-human. Happens to be that the Palestinians were the true Hebrews of ancient time. They're the true Hebrew bloodline that worshiped and followed Jesus Christ at the time, I believe it was. Now, let's go to the current situation. Or 1948, Israel comes in, bunch of Jews. They call themselves Jews. We'll refer to them as Jews. They come in and declare Israel their land, Palestine. That was the Palestinians, the true Hebrews living there. And they kicked them out, and they slaughtered 40,000 of them at the time, put them in mass graves. Coming in, this was the old Bibi Netanyahu crowd type. There was two generals, and I'm having brain farts, and forgot their names. But one of them chased me, across Illinois at 140 miles an hour, and he couldn't keep up with me. I was running a new Pontiac Grand Am, four-door, big wide tires, and he was trying to get me. And he was setting me up, General, I think it was his name, he ran the Mossad at one time. But he was after me, and it was because of Milman and Mizell and so forth, that Denver connection, which we're going to get into. But General Rafael Eitan. Anyway, they took over Israel, and they were given Adolf Hitler, the true Hebrews, Palestinian types, the ones that were believers, to slaughter them. How many people got gas in those gas chambers? I don't know. History, it just never is correct. But they took over the land, and in 1947, then in 48, they declared themselves a nation, and the UN accepted it. Well, what hangs on that flag? They call it the Star of David. No, that's a hexagram, I think it is. It's a satanic symbol. Satanic symbol. Now, they play a very important role in end-time prophecies, the great revelations. Right now, we're in it. World War III has begun. That's Gog and Magog, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. And I'm going to put some links up here, because I've been studying this for years. I've been watching this. Now, there's a part that there's going to be a part of Israel, they're going to have one hell of a battle. It's going to be a physical battle, they're claiming. Now, I've got one preacher out of Kentucky. He's the only one I can find on the internet telling the truth. The rest of them are all a bunch of liars. Or they got it all screwed up, mixed up, and they come out and claim to be this or that. There's one guy, though. I'm going to put it up, maybe up here underneath this radio show in the breaking news column. He's telling the truth, in my opinion. He brings the scripture, what's really meaningful, to end times. And he's pointing right to Israel and the Antichrist. And they got to have that temple mound blown up and destroyed. Israel, behind the scenes, is saying they're going to do it, if they have to get the new temple built. Now, the third temple, I believe they call it, and that temple where it's at is not where... And Joe, I want you to get in this for a minute. In this part of the conversation, they've got all the material from the 700 Club and all these Pat Robertsons raised money for them back in the 1980s, so they could take Hereford cows and kill them and stain the stones and so forth for this temple. That's his third temple. Now, that was the temple. On that temple mound is actually down, where is it, in Davies? Joe, explain that. But they made all this material, took all these donations from the 700 Club and all that, and they put it in there, and they resurrected the temple. They got it all underground, ready to go. Everything, including the robes for the priests and all this other. The Antichrist is going to walk in there and declare himself to be God, and all friggin' hell is going to break loose. Now, Joe, where are they talking about building that?
Well, they're doing it up on what they call the Roman cohort. The Roman cohort place is where the Al Mosque is. They think that it was the site of the temple. No, it was not. The real temple was 600 yards south of the old city of David. So. They're part of the group called the Temple Mount Cult. They're connected to the neocons. They're connected to all the guys that are around Trump that are these, what you would call, what Jerome Corsi called, the mega group. These are millionaire Jews. One of their people is none other than Epstein. So that will tell you this whole thing about the Temple Mount and Temple Cult and all of that, it'll tell you where it's coming from. As Otis Johnson said, the fallen angel alien is behind it all. Now, so that'll give you an idea. It's called the Temple Mount Cult. And up there where the Al Mosque is not where the real temple is. It's over in the city of David. Go ahead.
Now, Otis Johnson had told me that when they made the aliens, the fallen angels, made a pact with Adolf Hitler, and he made the first flying saucers. etc. Then they bring the technology over here, made an agreement with the U.S. in 1952 to 2012, Alien Agreement, they call it, with the NSA. Now, that's all top secret, but they got 200,000 human beings listed, possessed by fallen angels. That's part of the agreement. The other part of the agreement was that they would give us technology in exchange, we would help them. Now, Ed Slade, former scientist, Papoose Lake, Nevada, the alien base out there by Groom Lake, by Area 51 that John Lear flew out of, etc. My friend is now dead. And he plays an important part in this because in that 1952 to 2012 agreement that Otis had been extended because of Bluffdale, Utah, and the secret underground base there with the aliens in it and a whole bit, all tied to our war machine and NSA and everybody. Now, John Lear's dad took a contract, because I knew John personally. I lived down the street from him when I was in Vegas and got to know him real well. But John was introduced to me by other people, Rodney Stitch, I think it was. And so anyway, and we had a meeting there one time. It was Christmas Eve. Rodney came in. He said, call John up. And so we spent Christmas Eve at John's house. He had a nice desk. I liked his desk. It surrounded it. But John's dad took a contract and sold Learjet in 1952 and took a contract in secret with the government to build 150 flying saucers for the United States. We have that in our arsenal, plus many more flying saucers. I've seen them land out there, coming down the highway out of Nevada, or out of Utah into Nevada. And along that crossing in that area is a base that they've got the saucer base in. And I saw two of them glowing landing. Okay, saw him stair-stepping when I did a speech out it, and it was, he gave me some of his time when he found out I was there at the meeting, and I just showed up with a friend, and trying to think of his name, but he's out on the circuit now talking about this stuff. I was going to invite him on the show. But anyway, he gave me a couple hours of his time. He had 4 hours at the little alien restaurant there in, near Area 51. And I met a lot of very interesting people. Very interesting. I met one person that's dead, declared dead, that was involved in Montauk series of projects. Okay, and he told me all about it, where they were sending kids into space-time, sending them in the future and into the past. And Barbara Hartwell, that I knew, she's CIA, and she'd do anything for a buck. But anyway, Barbara had been sent into space-time and back. And the reason is she had alien blood they injected in her mother's womb when she was in there. And it was alien bloodline. So they had to have the blood of an alien in order to be able to transfer through space-time. And this is what this guy told me out there at Area 51 at the convention they had at the little alien restaurant. Okay, Joe, I think, is his name, actually, that owned the place. Him and his wife, and her, she's now dead, but anyway, John Lear's dad built 150 of these things. This guy confirmed that they were putting kids through space-time, but they had to have the Nephilim bloodline, and it all ties back to this Nephilim crap. Now, let's put in perspective that we've got all this technology and all this other stuff that's been built, and we have all this stuff. Don't you think other people have too? Because the devil's a liar. Just share it with everybody to make sure everybody has it so they can have a big war. But right now, I'm watching all this stuff in perspective, and I've got a lot of good links. General McGregor, he's really speaking out about this war and saying this phony, what's his name, Neil or General Keenan or whatever his name is, he's a propagandist machine for the administration and the he's putting out all this disinformation on the news, on Fox News in particular. Now, McGregor speaks the truth. You listen to him. And I've got several hours. I've been saving links, folks, to put up here, the most important links that I could think of for this past couple weeks. And I've been putting them up here on my site. So, I'm going to hook them up. where people can see it, and there's McGregor will be there so you can follow him and the other stuff. But there's a preacher out of Kentucky. He's telling the truth. The closest thing I ever seen with a preacher of certain scriptures that God has brought to my attention over the years, and he brought them back a lot. I've studied the Bible a lot over the years, ever since I was a kid. And I've listened to God, okay? And I know the power of prayer. If people want prayer, believe me, all it takes is two or more coming together in agreement, but that person has to say the prayer. So if you've got a physical problem that you need healed, you've got to talk to God. You've got to talk to Jesus Christ. But if you've got a true prayer warrior and they're in agreement with you, oh, it juices up. He says that when two or more come together, I'm in your midst, and he is. He's taught me that. I've seen people heal because of being joined in prayer with them. Now, I'm watching this whole thing. We are in World War III. We are in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 right now. That's Gog and Magog. Turkey's going to play a role in this thing. They're probably going to be the peacemaker that comes in and says, oh, you know, let's stop this war after Israel gets its shit and place bombed half to death, and it doesn't escalate into missiles hitting other countries, which is happening, and worse. But at some point, this temple's got to blow up. And when it blows up in Israel, that's when they're going to resurrect the new temple, and then the Antichrist is going to come in and declare himself to be God. He's going to say, I'm God. And everybody's going to be standing attention. Next chapter, and the Christians, these pastors in America, Joe Osteen as an example, and people like them, they're evil. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They're after money and fame, and they're all hooked up in with Israel. Now, Israel are not the chosen people over there. The Jews over there now are not the chosen people. It's the Hebrews, in my opinion. The Palestinians and others, they were scattered. But we've got really serious, serious problems going to poke at the United States. Now, this past, there's a video I just found that here in the past 24 hours. Apparently, there's 9 or 12, whatever it was, submarines that are Iranian submarines that they can't find. They can't find them. They made stealth material. Okay? I'll give you an idea. Element 115 is Napoleon. Napoleon is used for stealth type stuff. The flying saucers are made out of element 118. Okay? Element 118, there's like 149 elements on the chart. I think the U.S. is up to about 130 or 140 in finding where they're at in different parts of the world. And this is something that's kind of top secret stuff as well. But Ed Slade used to use Napoleon to make Napoleon and something else. And there's some great interviews with Ed, where he made a chunk of loaf of bread out there at Papoose Lake, Nevada, where Daddy Bush used to fly into, fallen angel possessed, near Area 51, Groom Lake. And he flew in there, or he would develop this big rock, and element 115, 116, 117, and 118. And he did a certain way, working right there with the fallen angels possessed, fallen angels, humans possessed, fallen angels. He developed it, and he was told to take it down to a pyramid down in Mexico. So he goes down there and he meets this guy, and he says he stands about 6'8", 7 foot tall. And he looks Nordic. And he says, you must be Ed Slade. Yeah, you must be so-and-so. Zohar or whatever his name was, I don't know. So anyway, he says, let me see what you got. So he takes it out of the leather bag and hands it to him. He said, take it out there, Ed, and set it down about 50 yards. So he marks off 50 yards, steps. He turns around and says, okay. He says, yeah, that's okay. Come on back here. I'll show you what you made me. So he goes back up to Zohar, or whatever the guy's name was, some weird name. And he says, now look out there. He looks out there. All of a sudden, it turns into a flying saucer. He goes, how'd you do that? He says, I thought it into a flying saucer. I says, you do it. It turns back to a chunk of stone. He said, I can't do that. He says, yeah, you can. Close your eyes, Ed. He says, now, no, you're thinking the wrong way. Think this way. think this way, think to the left side that you started to go in your brain. He's sitting there reading his mind. He says, oh, now you got it. He says, Ed, take a look at what you just made. Turned into flying saucer. He says, come on, I'm going to take you for a ride in to outer space and back. And he did. Brought him right back to the pyramid. Now, that time of day that he said he met with him, which was late afternoon, that pyramid should have been swamped with people. But it wasn't. Nobody was there. The alien apparently probably chased them all off, shape-shifted in front of him, scared him to death. But that's just a war story from Ed Slade. Now, let's move on. Right now, Kirshner, there's a lot of information out here that he's part of this because of this peace plan. Jared Kirshner, Donald Trump's son-in-law. Now, I got a video where he got his wife converted from Christianity to Judaism, and Trump laughs about it. Oh, she's a Jew now, you know. I got a video. I'll put this stuff up this week, here in the next couple evenings, next couple days. Now, there's more to it, and it goes into the fact of what is going on and General McGregor is saying. This is going to lead to, this is World War III, and it's Ezekiel 38-39. And what it's going to do, Joe, it's going to lead to the Antichrist and blowing up that Temple Mount or whatever it is. They're going to blow it up. Then they're going to turn around and build the new temple that they have in burial in those caves, or those man-made caves underneath Israel. That's going to happen, in my opinion, and the opinion of quite a few others. I mean, very serious. Now, I'm trying to think of the name of the preacher, but I will put the link up when I put the show up tonight or tomorrow morning, Friday night. So, there will be links with General McGregor. People can listen to him. He's telling the truth. He's telling how it is. I think in one of his programs that he did, it was mentioned that Israel itself is plotting to blow up their Temple Mound themselves, it have to be. Now, Iran has already struck over there, near it, in that city. And I saw it on TV, and I'll put that link up. Now, here's what you had asked me in the beginning to tie some money in here. Now, Milman, my ex-father-in-law, when he died, after owning Silverado Savings and all the Iran Contra drug money laundering from Ollie North and everybody else, they created Blackstone. What he did is took a bunch of that drug money, invested in a guy, I forgot his name. He invested in him, he called it Blackstone. About 2 years later, he formed a financial group called a spinoff, a subsidiary called Brownstone Blackstone is what the names were. And he created a subsidiary, but this is drug money. Now, Blackstone is the largest bank in the world, and they're up to, I think, 6% of corporations worldwide they have invested in. Then Milman had, from Meyer Lansky Death Incorporated, he took over for him, and that fallen angel jumped in Milman, transfer power. Well, he had Great West Life Insurance, or Milman created it, from Power Bank, Power Financial of Canada that Meyer Lansky had, all drug money and dirty money. And Milman created Great West Life. It created HSBC Bank, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp, as the largest bank in the world. And he controlled it. Now it's in the hands of Larry Mizell. When Milman died in 2004, the fallen angel jumped into, it's a transfer of power into Mizell, because he was anointed by Milman and the other 12 disciples of Satan. There's 11. Anointed to be one of the ones, because there's 12 of them at the very top. Now Mizell is an APEC director, along with Norman Brownstein, and Norman Brownstein and Mizell joined up with Milman in 1972, both out of law school. Larry had done an apartment, get off me, B. Bugs are out. Larry had partnered up and did an apartment complex, a small one, with Millman. He wanted to show him he was a developer. He had an idea. They called it the Hooker Apartments, ironically. Now, that was Larry Mizell. Larry Mizell was one of the 12 disciples today in control. He took over from Millman when Millman died in 2004. And he inherited $100 trillion control. Now, they're the largest apartment in the country, AIMCO. Remember, I caused a scandal on HUD. And then they locked me up later as a political prisoner for exposing Silverado and all the other stuff. I had the heat going down in every direction. And then they send me to Springfield, where I meet 2,000 Iran-Contra players all locked up, being evaluated. And the shrinks said there wasn't anything the matter with me and I should have never been sent there. And the case was dismissed a month later by the judge. He released me on the spot with a $50,000 signature instead of cash bond they were holding me on. It was to stop me from making a noise. Now, I watched that transfer of power. Mizell has brought that up. The $150 trillion now, he's in control of basically, and he's claims to be semi-retired. He's not. He's still running the show. He's just put other people in place in case something happens. But they're both APEC directors, and Norman Brownstein, the other attorney that went to work setting up trusts for Millman from 72 to 75 when Daddy Bush became CIA director, he became his head counsel. And guess who worked for him? Bill Barr worked for Norman Brownstein at the CIA. Then he goes back after he leaves the CIA, he goes back to Denver, setting up trusts and so forth for Millman and for the group, for everybody. Those two are APEC directors. Now, I got a link where I'd exposed Rocky Flats nuclear arsenal and how they stole that material and sold it because of Gunther Rusbacher had talked to me about it. Remember Gunther? And I got a video of him to put up. But Gunther laid it out to me, how he moved that material from Rocky Flats. They moved it through cranberry juice trucks down the highway because it gave radiation, gave off a signal, the same thing that cranberry juice does. So as they went by these detectors, the cranberry or the radiation was putting it off, but they saw cranberry juice trucks, so they didn't stop them. They went to Apex Aviation, St. Louis, Missouri. There's a huge connection with Apex. Okay, it's the Mossad operation, air operation in the United States in St. Louis Airport. They got a hangar. They moved that material to Israel, sold it to Israel. Daddy Bush did, and Israel sold it to North Korea. They sold it to Iran, they sold it to Iraq. Anybody that was willing to buy the nuclear material could have some after Israel got the share that they wanted from all that. Now, I forgot how much was moved, but it was a lot of material. Now, they claimed it was dumped on the hillside out there, going up from Jefferson County up to Boulder, and they claimed that it was dumped there, the radiation. But it wasn't. Some was scattered across the hillside, they detected. And what they did is Larry Mizell goes in with his Richmond American Homes, and he builds a subdivision on it after they cleaned it up. Well, who cleaned it up? It was some company like Duffenbaugh or something. I don't want to slander him. It was some dump company. It dumped the radiation, cleaned the hillside up. And then Mizell comes in and builds with Richmond American Homes and another home building company he had. He builds subdivisions in there on top of that after they straightened that highway out. It was all curvy and people were dying up there. And that's what they wanted to do. Now, the U.S. attorney, Mike Norton, that locked me up illegally, he took a bribe through M&L Business Machines, which was Ross Perot's sting operation that I was involved with, talking to Ross when I was hiding from the FBI back in 1991 to 92, while he was presidential candidate against George Bush. He pulled out of the election because of a conversation I had with him, and then he got back in September, and I called him up. And I said, Ross, I said, do you really think you're going to win? He goes, no, I'm not pulling enough votes off. He says, George Bush, where Bill Clinton wins, and he said, then we're going to indict Bill Clinton for his crimes, and Al Gore's going to become president. That was his plan. It didn't happen. Ronald Reagan gets shot, and because Ross Perot's Office of Naval Intelligence never served, instead he created software for the government, software for our missile systems, etc. That's what his E-Systems did. Now, he was a brilliant guy. I liked him. He liked me. I fed him stuff. But Ross Perot, when Reagan was shot, he took six people that he trusted. Ross Perot was one of them, and because they were intelligence officers. And he took them and had them investigate his shooting and so forth. Well, during that period of time, he finds out all these bribes are going on, all this other nasty stuff. So he takes 150 people, 75 from the IRS and 75 from the CIA, and he creates this organization called M&L Business Machines that infiltrates Milman. And how they did it is all of a sudden they show up in Denver and they go to Norman Brownstein. Oh, we hear you that we're from Chicago. I'm Robert Joseph. Oh, yeah, that was his fake name. He's a good guy. He was in jail with me in one of the cells for a little while to keep from blowing the operation. And he handed me the paperwork. He said, Stu, here, take this to your room and start writing on. I can get the account number. It's all written down and all that, so you have it when you leave here. I said, okay. So I did. Anyway, that's where I got that thing on the M&L, where the U.S. attorney was bribed by him over the sale of Rocky Flats nuclear material, hammering on people like me and other stuff. Mike Norton, he deserves jail time. But he allowed the sale of that nuclear material, Rocky Flats, to Israel. Now let's go further with who is Brownstein and Mizell. Mizell takes over for Milman. Brownstein's still in the loop. Mizell's fallen angel possessed, and they're both APEC directors, and they're the ones supplying the money to Israel right now. Now, Mizell got indicted along with Omar, the president of Israel, who was indicted because of the sale of the Bank of Israel to Larry Mizell in 2006. They both got indicted over it, even though Larry Mizell still controls the Bank of Israel today. He owns it. Omar allowed him to do it. They both got off the charges at the Supreme Court in Israel. Then Mizell turns around and he bribes Omar, and he gets the leases all along the Palestinian coast where Jared Kushner thinks he's going to build this huge resort. Yeah, the Palestinians are going to be able to live in one of those million-dollar mansion floors. I don't think so. Anyway, he gets indicted over that, and Omar gets off. Then Omar gets indicted again about 2 or 3 years later, involving someone else in their bribes, and he's sentenced to jail for 6 years in Israel. He was the president of Israel. So you can see some ties here with Mizell. He gets the leases all along the Palestinian coast. And here's Jared Kushner coming in, the peace plan boy, him and that other partner of his. And what do they got? There's some videos out here of Kushner being one of the three. There's three entities of this Antichrist, apparently, what my understanding is over the years. Excuse me. Jared Kushner's building, and I've got videos I've been saving for the past couple, 3 weeks, important to this, to build a case. But Kushner's building is 666 Fifth Avenue. He's got 666 written in his name. There's some really powerful stuff that I found on this. Whether it's true or not, we'll see. Now, Kushner's playing this role in the piece. He's the one that made the deal to put the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, which was wasn't ever supposed to happen. But under the Trump administration, it gets done. The first administration, because of Kushner. Jared Kushner is playing a significant role in this war right now. Now, this is Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, Gog and Magog, and we haven't seen the end of it. But Israel's got to have its temple blown up. it's got to have the temple blown up. And McGregor, I think it was, General McGregor, had mentioned the fact that there was rumor that the Mossad was going to do it themselves if they had to, to get the new temple built. Because they got to have this new temple built, exactly the replica that they have of the original temple. And that's what you talked about down near Davies, Joel. And once that's done, then the Antichrist comes in and declares himself to be God, and all hell breaks loose on everybody, declares war on all human beings. Christ is going to step in sometime thereafter, but we're going to go through a lot of shit before that happens. And that's right at our doorstep. Now, someone died, claims to have died, a video I've got. He claims to have died, young kid, 20s. And then Jesus showed him timelines for this year. That it was going to take out Houston, take out Chicago, the West Coast was going to drop off part of it, and other events that were going to take place in certain states here in the United States. I forgot, but there's 5 or 6 places. And it's a mainstream journalist that, you know, I kind of respect, puts out good stuff, is the one interviewed. And she's a believer. Now, whether these timelines are correct or not, I don't know. But something was going to happen. I think it was in June, April and June, and it's just one after another, showing signs of these times. But this is all coming together, in my opinion, Joe. I've watched this for too many years, and we're going to see Jesus Christ return if we're still here on the planet. But I'm recommending to people, listen to me. They reported that the 9 to 13, whatever it was, subs of Iranian subs are stealth. That's mu metal, what we talked about earlier. Element 115 makes them stealth. Now, there's about a dozen of them or so, 10 to a dozen. They were out there floating around. They don't know where they're at. They've disappeared. The U.S. and Israel were looking for them to bomb the shit out of them. I suspect they're probably close to our coast. If they are, they got the missile capacity to shoot us. And they got the nuclear material from Israel to shoot us. They can blow the hell out of the United States. And they can do drones on us with nuclear material, even without nuclear material, and blow the shit out of us. But one of the big things is EMPs, electronic, whatever they're called, Joe, maybe help me out on it, but they're EMPs, and all they do is hit us, and they can do it with satellites and get China to do it. China's part of the Magog plan, and so is Russia, helping out Iran, because of Israel. Now, if they EMP us, it's going to run all the computers in the cars. It's going to run your phones. It's going to run everything. It's going to melt everything down, is what EMPs do. And believe me, they've got the capability to do it. Iran has had that capability for a long time with its allies.
Let me interrupt you here, Stu, real quick, because my battery is running down. I'm going to bring it to a close for the audience, and my battery's getting too low, so go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Joe. Close it out.
No, well, that's all. I don't really have anything more. It's just I got to get off the phone because I'm losing my charge.
Okay, but anyway, folks, we'll do another program here in the next couple of days. But
yeah,
I'll put the links up this evening, and people can listen to the show and the links. I'll do an email out and make a little noise over it. But take a look at that link about the Rocky Flats. It's got it in there, and about APEC and everything else is very powerful. And I'll put up the recording. I've got a Gunther Rusbacher, the video, and admitting that he had moved the stuff. But nobody's been indicted over that. Nobody's been indicted over it. Now, we'll go back one more step. What created Blackstone and BlackRock? It was Silverado drug money laundering. Drug money invested in a corporation or individual, the United States government can seize all their assets. That should be done. And with that said, Joe, we'll close it out.
All right, we'll discuss this later.
Okay, thanks for coming on. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
Later.